Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. One of the things I learned to do when I had my dial-up connection was to spend a fair amount of time thinking about what kind of words I was going to put into any search engine before I actually did it. And the reason for this was because it took so long for a page to load. I didn't want to put in terms that would bring up so many options that I would just have to narrow my search and narrow it again and again and again. Because of that, I tried to cut to the chase as much as possible so that instead of getting 3 million hits, maybe I would get 300, or on a really good day, I'd only get 30. The idea of using some sort of mental shorthand to limit our search is hardly a human invention. Just as some of us might use the golden arches or a Dunkin' Donuts sign as a search engine when we're hungry or we want a cup of coffee, animals also appear to use what are called search images rather than search engines. So I guess you could think of a search image as kind of like a visual search engine. I was thinking about this over the holidays because my daughter-in-law got me a little rosemary plant that had been pruned in the shape of a small tree, a small Christmas tree, in fact. And I had put it on my kindling box beside the window where I had hoped it would get enough sun. And every time I walked by that, part of my brain would mentally start. There would just be this little, in there, like I was seeing something, but I thought I was seeing something else. And what I realized was what I thought I was seeing was Bamboo the cat, because I had put the rosemary bush in the same place where he normally sits and looks out the window. And the two of them, out of the corner of my eye, had approximately the same shape. Now, if someone had said to me, what does a rosemary plant and a domestic short-haired tabby have in common, I would have thrown up my hands in exasperation. I would have said, well, what a stupid question that is. I have no idea. I certainly wouldn't have thought about the two of them in terms of conformation, in terms of their general shape. But because my human brain is also programmed to think in terms of images, I was able to make this connection. In addition to being a curiosity, this is also something that those of us who lose a beloved pet often must deal with in the days following that loss. We'll see something, or we'll hear something, or we'll do something, and our minds will make the connection between that and the animal. We'll see a shadow and think it was the animal. We'll smell something, we'll feel something, and we'll make that connection. On the one hand, it's disconcerting. But on the other hand, it enables us to stay connected in a way we wouldn't otherwise. I don't think I'll ever think of the rosemary plant without thinking about Bamboo. And not just my rosemary plant, but any rosemary plant, and vice versa. Anytime I look at Bamboo now, particularly when he's sitting that way, I think about Rosemary. So now I have a new human-animal-plant connection that I didn't have before, a new search image, a new way to integrate my reality.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.